Blog Talk Radio.
I'd like to welcome you to another edition of All Access Football's College Football Insiders Coach's Corner, and I'm your host, Daniel Moglione. With me today is head man Tom O'Brien of the North Carolina State Wolfpack. Hi, Coach. How you doing today?
I'm doing great, Daniel, and you?
I'm doing pretty good. Spring is upon us, and teams are starting to hit the field again, put the pads on. But before we get to the spring practice and the college season, let's talk a little draft and some of the guys leaving the program. Let's start with running back Andre Brown, a player who's really impressed this draft process with his size and speed combination. What's his potential at the next level? Could he be a full-time back?
I think he certainly could. I think his potential is unlimited. We've only been here 2 years and actually missed the last six games of our first year with an injury. But he certainly made tremendous strides this year. He can play whether it be first, second down, or a third down back. And, he has size and he has speed to take the pounding at the next level. So I think he'd be a great addition to someone's team.
All right, let me ask you, though, why hasn't he been able to kind of break out at the college level? Last season he had a career high with 766 yards. A lot of the other backs that are compared to him had, 1,500-plus yard seasons. Is it a matter of the durability?
No, as I said, a year ago I only played six games and he came into a new system. One thing about our backs is, we rotate backs. I mean, we had two kids, he and Jamel Eugene, both up split time. So, if you look at maybe the number of plays that he played and take that into account, the yards and the production he had, it'd probably be as good as anybody in the country.
Okay, fair enough, Coach. And how about tight end Anthony Hill? He's another guy that's dealt with some injury issues. He was out your entire first season. How healthy was he this past season?
Well, he got hurt the first game of the year and missed about the next four or five. But once he came back, he steadily made a lot of progress. He's gotten much better as the year went on for us. And certainly I think he carried that forward when they had the opportunity to go down and play in the Senior Bowl. So, I think for both kids, the future is ahead of them. They're going to be good players, and they're going to be good players for a long time.
Okay. And how about a pair of guys, a pair of your former players from Boston College? When you recruited defensive tackles, B.J. Raji and Ron Brace, I mean, did you envision that one day both could be day one picks, potential first rounders, with Raji possibly going as high as in the top five?
Well, I don't think you envision him when you sign him out of high school, but certainly when he got on campus and we saw the ability he had, we knew that if he worked extremely hard and did his due diligence and getting himself in shape and ready to play, they certainly had the potential to do it. So it's very gratifying for us to see that, he spent 4 years or 5 years because he had to sit out a year working extremely hard to get to that position. Ron Brace was a big kid, same thing, coming out of high school. He always had, quickness and very light on his feet for a guy. He came in probably about 370, 80 pounds and has actually cut his weight down to get to where he is. So he's worked extremely hard, too, and those are two pretty good prospects at the defensive tackle position.
I'm sure you're happy you don't have to face him next year in the ACC. Is that right?
You're not kidding.
another duo that I think that you're pretty happy that you will no longer have to face is that pair out of Wake Forest, Aaron Curry and Alphonso Smith. Is that as good as any two defenders on an opposing team that you faced?
It certainly was this year, and Alphonso caused us a lot of problems even when I was at Boston College playing him. So, he has a tremendous knack for reading plays and anticipating where the ball's going to be, and then Curry certainly got better. You know, he's a guy that each and every year he got better leaps and bounds and played his way into a first day guy, and is a great player also.
All right, and how about some of the wide receivers you've faced? You've played against a lot of the top guys this year: Kenny McKinley, Aaron Curry, Torres Johnson, Greg Carr, Hayward Bay, Hicks and Foster there at North Carolina, and then in the bowl game, Kenny Britt and Tyquan Underwood this season. Who was the toughest receiver you guys faced?
I think Hayward Bay. We were very lucky we got him on a rainy day. But he and Kenny Britt against us probably, you know, going into the game because they're big guys. I mean, they are big receivers, and they can run, and they can out-muscle you to the ball, let alone outrun you to run by you. So I think those are the two kids that stood out the most for me.
It's kind of funny, Coach, to me. I mean, supposedly the ACC was down. It seems like there was a decent amount of talent coming out of the ACC, wasn't there?
Well, I think there was, and I think as the year went on, you know, you get the label the first weekend of the year, but I think, you know, people should wait to the end of the year to see how things shake out, and I think we proved ourselves as the year went on.
All right, folks, this is a College Football Insider's Coach's Corner here on All Access Football Radio. I am your host, Daniel Moglione. With me today, this morning, is head man Tom O'Brien from the North Carolina Wolfpack. Coach O'Brien has a record of 86-59, which included an impressive 8-game winning streak in bowl games while at Boston College. Coach, last year's team made a bowl game. Your first year, you were 5-7. So I think a lot of times the assumption is, okay, they're going in the right direction, but you don't just show up on the field and get better. What do you do in the spring right now to make sure that you continue that progression come fall?
Well, I think we are getting better, and certainly, you know, we improved as the year went on. Getting the bowl was a big thing in our second year here, and having the opportunity to go to a bowl. You know, we've had the best strength and conditioning program we've had in the 3 years we've been here. Kids have made, you know, big strides, not only number-wise, but certainly in explosive football, things that we measure. You know, now we start spring practice today, so we have to get better as football players. And, you know, we lose some really good players. We talked about Tondre Brown and Anthony Hill and some kids that are leaving our program. But now it's time for the young guys we've recruited the last couple of years to step up. And this is their time to grab a job and be players for us as we go forward.
Let me ask you, I don't want to rehash bad memories, but how disappointing was that bowl loss to Rutgers? I mean, it really looked like if your quarterback, Russell Wilson, didn't go down, you guys were in control of that game.
Well, you know, injuries are part of the game, and, you know, certainly we had more than our fair share this year, but, you know, we'll have less than our fair share this coming season. So, you know, it's certainly, you know, wasn't the ending that we had, but, you know, still with losing our quarterback in the first half with a minute to go in the game, we had the football with a chance to score a touchdown to win the game, so that's as best we could have hoped for.
All right, Russell was playing a heck of a game that day, and he had an outstanding freshman season. What's his status right now? Has he been officially cleared for spring practice yet?
Well, he'll be cleared this weekend because we're in helmets, but he hadn't been cleared for any full contact, anything. And 12 weeks from the injury is next Monday, this coming Monday. I think that's when the doctor will clear him. I think he's going to look at him through the two practices this weekend, and if he feels comfortable clearing, then he'll be cleared for full status as of Monday.
Okay, sounds good. Now, he's a two-sport star, and he's also looking to get on the baseball diamond as well as the gridiron. How much time will he miss any time of football spring practice?
Yeah, he's going to miss a couple. He's going to miss one day a week. He's going to practice football twice a week, and then he'll miss one of our three practices a week to go play baseball.
Now, from a coach's perspective, is there any concern there? I know some players don't like at all for their players to play two sports.
No, I mean, you know, Russell is that was the agreement we made when he came in and came to school. Last year he did football first and then played baseball. We're working in a little more baseball this year, and as we said, we'll address the issue each and every year to see what's best. You know, certainly with his injury, you know, we're going to take care of him this spring and make sure that you know, we don't do anything to get him hurt. So, you know, hopefully the same thing will happen in baseball. Now, you know, baseball, they promised him that he's going to start. You know, if he goes sits on the bench, and you know, come back and play a little more football. But if he's out there starting, as they promised him, that he'd be the starting center fielder or third baseman, that, you know, certainly if he can help our baseball team, I'm not averse to that.
Are you planning on checking him out playing a little bit?
Yeah, I go to all sports, you know, on campus when I get the opportunity, men, women's, whatever they do. I support everybody here at State.
Now, from your perspective, is there any benefit at all from him playing a different sport? Is there anything he could take out of playing baseball that could help him that translates to football?
I don't know if it translates to football, but, you know, certainly he his future may be in baseball someday. So But with that in mind, I think that, you know, we have to do what's best for Russell, too, and still do what's best for the football program. And, you know, we've had our agreement on how we're going to work it out this year. And as I said, we'll sit down and talk about it again after next season.
And how about your other quarterback there, Mike Glennon? He was a highly touted kid coming in. He's going to get a chance to play this spring. What do you expect to see from him?
Well, you know, I love competition, not only at the quarterback spot, but every spot. So as I told the team yesterday, your name, we don't have a depth chart. We don't do the depth chart until we get ready to play South Carolina. We call it an organizational chart. And if you're listed second or third on the chart, you're job every day is to tell the guy ahead of you you're going to take his job away from him. And so I expect Michael to compete for the quarterback job, and I know that he's a very talented individual, and you know, it'll be an interesting spring and fall camp.
So we'll use the C word competition, not the C word controversy. So you're hoping those two guys, you know, Russell Wilson and Glennon, push each other somewhat.
Absolutely, and then we'll have a better quarterback in the fall.
I mean, it makes sense to me for sure. Now, if you know, sometimes this could be a little bit touchy situation too. I mean, guys like that didn't come to Raleigh to hold a clipboard. So, are you at all worried about, you know, keeping them happy and keeping them in a Wolf Pack uniform, or do you kind of feel like, hey, you know, that's my job isn't to keep you happy. My job is to win games.
Well, my job is their job is to prove to me who the starter is.
And, okay.
You know, if they. They make the decision for me, so you know there's nothing that if they're not the quarterback, then they have no one to blame but themselves, and that's the way I look at it. And then we'll go from there.
All right, Coach. Before I let you go, I want to ask you a little bit about the running back position. As you mentioned, you're losing Andre Brown. Jamal Eugene shared carries with him last year. I believe he's not going to be able to go in the spring. Correct me if I'm wrong. And then you also have Tony Baker, who was hurt last year, and it looks like he's at 100%. So is this a chance for Baker to kind of show you what he can do?
Well, I think it's a big sprint for Tony Baker. He got hurt the first game a year ago, my first year here, and hasn't played since. And certainly it's been a long rehab. He had a severe knee injury and had surgery again even last year in September after he came back and tried to play. So he hasn't been in pads since August of 2007. So this will be a big spring for him. Now, if he's back to 100%, which he has been, he's done everything in the strength and conditioning area from January 8th when we came back to school till now. If he can get back to the form that he had, because he was our starter, he was our starter in the first game when we came here 2 years ago. So, you know, this is a big spring for him and for our football team. If he can get back to form and, you know, he can step up and be slotted with Jamal Eugene and those guys can do the rotation, that'd be great for us. Brandon Barnes, a redshirt freshman that we redshirted a year ago, very talented individual. He'll get more work this spring because of it. James Washington signed with us and came in early, a kid out of Florida that has really impressed everybody with his athleticism and his numbers and doing all the runs and jumps and lifts and everything like that. And then we have Curtis Underwood, who's been around the program for 2 years backing up and played. So, you know, a lot of work for those four kids, and, you know, we'll have to shuffle that deck. And once again, as you said, your C-word competition comes out, and we'll see who's the best.
All right, Coach, thanks a lot for giving us some time. I know you got a busy morning. Spring practice is ready to go today. And before that, I believe you are the Grand Marshal of the Raleigh St. Patrick's Day Parade, so knock him dead there, too.
I will do that tomorrow. Double duty tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow. Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay.
All right, Coach. Thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Bye.